Tanya, the Affordable Care Act insurance marketplaces have been open online since October, and we've heard a lot about the trouble people have had trying to sign up, trying to just even check out prices. And I was wondering, there was supposed to be a penalty for not having insurance starting next year. Do you think that might be delayed now because it's so hard to get enrolled?
At least one lawmaker is drafting a bill that would delay the health law penalty. And lots of Republicans are saying, how can you punish people for not buying something that's impossible to buy? Despite all that, so far, the only give the administration has announced is that people will avoid the penalty if they at least buy coverage by March 31st, even if their insurance hasn't actually kicked in yet. Initially, we thought you had to purchase coverage by February 15th.
Okay, so there is a little bit of an extension. What is the penalty again?
Okay, so we all use the term penalty, but really it's a tax. Uninsured people will pay $95 or 1% of their income, whichever is greater, per year.
And who enforces that?
It's an IRS thing. Again, it's a tax.
Going back to the websites where you can sign up for insurance, healthcare.gov, who was in charge of making sure that goes smoothly?
At first, this was largely an in-house effort. CMS, the agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid, is in charge of the Obamacare rollout. But lately, because of all the complaints that we're hearing about, the administration has brought in a private contractor to try to fix all these problems. Officials, you know, seem to be finally fessing up that there was an unacceptably bumpy start for healthcare.gov. But they continue to say, the Affordable Care Act is not just a website. It's an overhaul of the whole system. And there are other ways for uninsured people to enroll.
Like what, make a phone call?
Right. So you can call or send an application through the mail. We're just not sure so far how many people have been successful doing that. Secretary Sebelius has promised us a monthly status report on how that's going, and we'll hear more in November. And to add a little perspective, lots of us are hyper-focused on all the technical problems, but there might be some truth to that saying that there's no such thing as bad publicity. According to a study from the Pew Research Center, as recently as September, only about half of Americans even knew that there was going to be a marketplace in their state. That number is up to nearly two-thirds now. So you can learn more about that, the public's reaction, and the polls that are out there at newsworks.org.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.